In December, the Chapel Hill Town Council voted to retain ownership of all 36 acres of the property it bought from the American Legion. The council and town's goals are to build about 9 acres of affordable housing along Legion Road while turning the rest of the site into a, quote, world-class park. While the town is still in its initial stages of visioning for both of those components, determining the future of the pond, which is between Legion Road and the old American Legion building, is a top priority. Chapel Hill hired the Raleigh-based engineers Garrett and Moore to examine the pond and its dam, and the team presented information during a council work session on May 17th. Bernie Garrett with the consulting group said the man-made water feature is now regulated under state laws, but that it needs serious upgrades.
Based on the classification criteria, the dam is classified as a high hazard, primarily because it would cause economic damage of more than $200,000 if there were a dam failure.
Garrett said that the tree growth along the dam could create a problem if one fell over and ripped up the ground. The overly steep slopes and erosion at an outlet pipe also indicate the need for change. To bring the dam up to compliance with state laws, the engineer said Chapel Hill has only two options: repair the dam or remove it entirely. Either of those options includes draining the pond to seek out its water source, as well as breaching the dam and removing the trees from around it.
We'd really have to see what it looked like before the pond was built. So there is some spring head, probably within the limits of the water surface, that is feeding it on a fairly regular basis. The question is, you know, where does that spring head emerge within the pond itself?
As it was a work session, town council members did not vote whether to remove or repair the dam. But Garrett told them either option would also take about 2 years to do between permitting, potential construction, and seeing how the water source responds to any removal. The town council did express general interest in beginning the necessary steps for creating a vision of the park and affordable housing neighborhood. In its consent agenda on May 24th, the elected officials approved a request from town staff to begin seeking a partner for the housing component. During the May 17th work session, Councilmember Amy Ryan said she wants to ensure the studies of the pond fit with the development of the park and housing concepts, describing it as a, quote, balancing act.
This is going to be a dance between making sure we understand the hydrology, because then we'll understand what our options are for how we're developing. And it's also trying to make sure that we're coordinating with the park. I think we have a really, really good opportunity here to do, again, another complete communities development. You know, instead of lopping off the affordable housing, and that's one piece, and then we have a park, and that's another piece, I think we can create a really exceptional housing opportunity here.
Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger asked the engineering team to explore any estimated costs of the town reducing the pond's size, although the true size itself wouldn't be known until the pond's water source is identified. Heminger also requested the engineers explore the best time of the year for draining the pond. She said that would be important for town events scheduled at the Legion Road property, as well as the wildlife in the pond and based on the local weather patterns.
I know during the later summer months, we have more drought conditions normally, not always. In September, we tend to get the hurricane season with lots more rain. So there's got to be some kind of balance between wildlife and not flooding out the neighbors by doing the draining, which I know you would do it slowly. I don't think you'd just open it up and bulldoze through.
Following their presentation and council comments, no date was determined for Garrett and Moore to return to the town council with further updates from Legion Pond. You can find a link to the presentation as well as more details on the Legion Road Development Project by heading to chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.